We really need to destigmatize the conversation around periods and cycles in women, because none of us would be here unless women have cycles.
This week, House Bill 162, Period Products in Schools, by Representative Lisenby, passed the House Education Committee. When this bill becomes effective, public and charter schools will be required to provide period products in school restrooms across the state. Representative Carrion Lisenby serves in District 14 in Syracuse and Clearfield and is joining us today to discuss the legislation and the impact it will have on Utah girls. Representative Lisenby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the goal of providing all of these period products in schools across the state is to address something that we've heard a lot about over the last couple of months, this period poverty. Can you explain to us what exactly is this period poverty and how exactly does this bill help address this issue that is facing a lot of Utah girls?
Thank you. That's a great question. So currently, the data shows that 1 in 5 girls cannot afford period products. A lot of girls, even in Utah, have reported staying home from school because they can't afford the products to be able to attend school and manage their menstrual cycle. And so what's really interesting is in Utah, we really gave a big push across the state to help Days for Girls, which is an international organization that helps provide period products for those in third world countries who can't afford them, without, I think, recognizing that there was this kind of underlying and silent need here in Utah. And so as it came to light and as we talked with more and more girls, we just thought about ways that this could be addressed. And this seemed like a really good conservative solution to the problem and kind of counterintuitive, like, why hadn't we thought of this before? So does that answer the question?
That it does. And I'm wondering, could you tell us a little bit, as you've worked with a lot of the stakeholders as part of this process, I'm sure you have heard numerous different stories from all of these young women that have had these experiences there in public school. Can you share some of those experiences from these young girls?
Yes. So there was a family, they were living in poverty in the Salt Lake County area, and they had 3 daughters. And these daughters, when they had their cycle, they would just stay home from school for that week, 4 days to a week, and they would just lay towels out on the couch and watch movies all week and then go back to school when they were done. So that's right here in Utah, real life story.
We appreciate you for taking on this issue that is so close to home. So this is clearly an important issue that will impact all girls and women and families in our state. What initially brought attention to this issue specifically? And what steps have been taken by the legislature over the last several months in order to arrive at this position?
That is a great question and a really fun one to answer, because it's been an interesting process as we've looked at this issue. So last year there was a bill and it removed the sales tax from period products in the state, which that would have an impact, but very minimal impact, right, on the cost of the products and getting them into the homes of the people who needed them. And as a state, we had decided previously that one of our principles of good tax policy is broaden the base, lower the rate, which I think is a really good tax principle. And so that bill didn't go anywhere last year because it didn't meet the need and in a way that was effective, I think. And it also was just bad tax policy. And so we continued to work on it through the interim, think about it. And this group, the Period Project, the Utah Period Project, is led by Emily McCormick. And she is so energetic and so amazing. And she feels really passionate about this idea. So she brought the idea to Speaker Wilson and to President Adams. And Speaker Wilson took this on, opened a bill file, prioritized it, and then transferred that bill file to me. So I do want to give Speaker Wilson credit. He has really led out on this issue in a really behind-the-scenes way where most people wouldn't know. But he cares. He has a wife. He has daughters. And so watching his leadership on this issue has been very rewarding. But now we're here. We have the bill. It's been through committee. It will be on the floor soon. And we get to talk with the legislature about period products in schools.
We know that this bill will be funded through a public-private partnership. Can you explain a little bit more in detail about how exactly this bill will operate?
Yes. So the private donors, because this is a private-public partnership, those private donors are bringing in the dispensers. And then the first year disbursement of funds from the legislature will fund the installation of the dispensers and the product. And then the second year, just the product. And then the third year, that cost will be absorbed by the LEAs because we anticipate that there will be a broad range of need among schools and among districts.
So now that you've had this opportunity to meet with all of these interest groups and to talk with these girls kind of one-on-one and your own personal experience, I'm sure, can you speak to what exactly does this piece of legislation mean to the girls and to the women here in the state of Utah?
It's a great question. So the Period Project had a big event where they invited all of the student body leaders of the schools in the state, and they came. It was the first day of the session that evening. And I went to the event. It was a huge party. There were pink balloons everywhere. And it was just fun to see these girls so excited about being involved, not only in the legislative process, but just feeling like their needs and their concerns were heard. And so throughout that evening, the Period Project ladies really just embrace those girls and inspire them to own the issue and bring it back to their schools and to talk with their fellow students at their schools about taking care of the machines and making sure that the product wasn't being abused and just owning the whole thing. And so I just really think this is a powerful, powerful message, not only for the girls in our state, but the boys in our state. I don't know if you heard in the committee that story of the young man who was carrying Period products in his backpack in case any of his friends needed to borrow them. And what a sweet story for him to be so thoughtful about the girls and his friends in school. And so now he won't need to carry Period products in his backpack. So I think that more than just the girls are going to be affected by this.
And as was mentioned, yeah, I think by yourself in the committee meeting, this is a silent need. This is an issue that all these young women throughout the state of Utah are facing, but nobody really seems to be talking about. And so it's kind of been operating in the background for a while now, but it's great to see this kind of finally reach its crescendo here and to make some significant progress on. So we're really grateful to see that happen. So is there anything else before we go that you really want to communicate to members of the public or specifically to any of the young women here in the state of Utah now that this bill is well on its way through the legislative process?
Well, I think what I would end on, really Representative Watkins said it best in committee yesterday, where she said we really need to destigmatize the conversation around periods and cycles in women, because none of us would be here unless women have cycles. And it's a natural part of life. And it's a beautiful part of being a woman. And so I really like that. And I think that's really what we're seeing is we're destigmatizing the conversation around periods in Utah and hopefully in the United States and in the world.
Thank you so much for sponsoring this piece of legislation. And thank you to all the stakeholders who have helped bring attention to this whole entire project. And Representative Lisa Mbewa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.